You will recall back in May this year, Rio Tinto blew up two ancient rock shelters at Juukan Gorge in the Pilbara. They were culturally significant sites which dated back at least 46,000 years. And at the time, and ever since, you have been asking, how did this happen? Who was responsible, and how can it be stopped from ever happening again?
Rio promised to answer those questions in a review at the board level, and that review is now complete. So what is in it? Michael Lestrange is an independent non-executive director with Rio Tinto. It was his job to conduct this review. He joins us now. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Russell. Good morning, Nadia.
Rio had the information available, which told her that these sites were culturally significant, but still the blast went ahead. Why was that information not acted upon?
Russell, look, let me first say that the destruction of these rock shelters should not have occurred. There was legal authority, but Rio Tinto fell short of its own standards in the way that that was conducted. And this review explains why that happened and where the shortfalls were. And they really relate to failures of linked-up decision-making within the organisation, shortfalls in governance, aspects of our operating procedures that did not accommodate material new information about these cultural heritage sites, and a partnership with the PKKP, traditional owners and people, that really fell short of the depth of engagement it needed. So this review expresses deep regret for those shortfalls, and it goes through them in great detail, and it sets out a series of priorities for change to address them so that this situation never occurs again.
Does that all mean that the advice was there and it was simply ignored?
Well, certainly, Nadia, there were developments after the original decision was taken in 2013 and after the ministerial consent was given at the end of 2013, there were archaeological and ethnographic surveys and reports that were done that did provide material new information, particularly in 2014 and in 2018 with those surveys and reports. That information was not properly accommodated within our information systems. It wasn't reflected in linked-up decision-making, and it led, unfortunately, to an outcome that we deeply regret.
Former CEO Sam Walsh, Michael, told the Financial Review that in 2013 he issued instructions that the Juukan caves should not be mined. Is that true?
Russell, we did some very forensic searches of documents and emails from that period right through to the present. And as the review states, we could find no evidence of such an instruction.
Is there any reason why you would not believe what Sam Walsh is saying?
All I can say to you, Nadia, is that we did a forensic search of all our email systems and all of our documents, and it did not reveal such an instruction.
Sam Walsh, I think, sort of alludes to the point that there's been a significant change in the executive at Rio Tinto in that period of time too. So
yeah,
there may not be an email train or chain. It doesn't mean that the conversations didn't take place between him, say, and Greg Lilleyman, who was the head of BHP Iron Ore Operations. But both of those gentlemen are no longer with the company.
That's true. That's correct.
You agree with that?
Yes, they're both no longer at the company.
Okay, but the fact they could have had conversations about it.
Well, they could have, but I understand Mr. Lilleyman has written a letter which does not concur with that.
Okay, so there's been a lot of apologies, an admission of guilt that you did the wrong thing, that the advice was there, the information about those sites was there, and it wasn't acted on. So does anybody lose their job over this? Who is held to account personally? Who is going to be held personally responsible for this? And how do they get punished, if you like?
Nadia, on the basis of this review that was being conducted by the board, the Remuneration Committee of Rio Tinto recommended to the board, which has accepted, that the Chief Executive Officer, J.S. Jarks, and Chris Salisbury, the head of Iron Ore, and Simone Nevin, the Group Executive Corporate Relations, will not receive any annual bonus this year. And in addition, the CEO will also have £1 million deducted from his long-term incentive plan when it vests next year. So the effect of that is that the CEO will lose around $5 million Australian dollars, and Simone and Chris Salisbury will lose around about $1 million in their annual bonus. And I should also add that where there have been shortfalls below the executive committee members and where it's appropriate, there will be reductions in the variable remuneration arrangements of people also involved. So, I mean, I think, look, if I could just say that... Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I appreciate $1 million is a lot of money. These are also people that are probably being paid several million more. And I'm just not sure that that is going to resonate with a lot of people who can only imagine what that sort of money is like. I wonder if people wanted something more. I wonder if people would have expected somebody would lose their job over this.
Well, look, Nadia, this is an area where people make their own judgments, and I fully accept different people may have a different view. The board of Rio Tinto, on the basis of its very informed judgment, has reached a view that this outcome is appropriate in the circumstances. I mean, the three senior officers, as the report makes clear, were not did not have the information in relation to the Juukan rock shelter's explosions and blasts available to them, and knowledge about the significance of those shelters did not become available to them until very, very late. I mean, in fact, the 18th of May, a few days before, for Chris Salisbury, and the 22nd of May for the CEO. So these were, there were certainly errors of omission, but not commission. And I think that's a very important distinction. If there had been a knowledge and forewarning and awareness, and the same outcome had been made, I think it would have been a very different approach. But I do think this is a significant penalty in anyone's language, and it does reflect the seriousness of this situation and the damage that has been done to Rio's relationship with the PKKP, which we're determined to rebuild. And it also reflects the fact that we do understand the depth of anger in the Australian community and internationally that our actions have caused. And we certainly want to do everything we can to make sure it never happens again.
Michael Lestrange is with us, Independent Non-Executive Director at Rio Tinto. Just finally, do you believe the PKKP people bear any responsibility for what has happened?
Look, I think, Russell, what we've looked at in this report is the shortcomings of Rio Tinto. And we let down this relationship with the PKKP, and I think it had been constructive for a long period of time. And this goes back, you know, well over a decade, even almost two decades. Very constructive relationship. The 6 months before the blast, I think it did deteriorate. And the lines of communication became frayed, and the information flows were not as they should have been. We accept that we fell short of our own high standards in that. And we want to rebuild this relationship, and we're very pleased that the PKK people have indicated that they have their own proposals to put to Rio Tinto, and we will be very, very happy to work with them. And our senior management's already been working with them over recent weeks. So we understand the damage. We deeply regret it. We want to rebuild it, and this is going to take a long time, but we are very, very keen to do so, and we look forward to working with the PKKP traditional owners.
The millions of dollars that Rio Tinto will save by reducing these executive salaries, is that money that you'll look at spending perhaps in, something to do with traditional owners or education programs?
Well, certainly we're committed, Russell, to investing an additional $50 million in engaging, training, retaining Indigenous professionals in Rio Tinto, and actually encouraging them into management roles.
That money, sorry to interrupt, Michael, I do apologise. What the question is, and a lot of people are asking, that money, the bonuses that those executives have lost, will you give that to the PKKP?
The PKKP has its own sort of arrangements under the agreement that Rio Tinto has with it in relation to the area of mining, and those payments continue to flow, of course. We are looking at all kinds of things to do with a remedy process in relation to the PKKP. These discussions have already begun. They've got a fair way to go, but we certainly will be very much facilitating the kinds of approaches that the PKKP wants to do. And once we have a clear view of that, we will be very positively disposed towards rebuilding this relationship.
Michael, thank you for talking to us this morning. Michael L'Estrange, Independent Non-Executive Director at Rio Tinto.